I think one of the things that really helps us to develop a sense of joy in our lives is to be open to quite simple joys. And I think one of the things that really supports that is to see more and more how our experience changes depending on the quality of attention that we bring to the experience. And I think this is quite radical, actually, and is very different from many of the messages that we sometimes get. Because we're often given messages that we need a particular kind of experience or a particular product or being in a particular place to deliver joy, to deliver happiness. But if we see actually how much our own sense of connection with what's going on is what so often really makes the difference. It's very interesting. If you think of, even being in a really, really beautiful place on a lovely holiday where everything externally seems really nice, but if you're not present, if you're simply just caught up in your own concerns and worries and anxieties, then you may as well not be there. But what happens when we bring our attention to something very, very simple? I discovered this when I was, it was at school, I was in the sixth form, and just sort of by accident really we were drinking water, and I just noticed what happens when I really drink the water carefully. And I wouldn't have used the word mindful in those days, or have even heard of the word. But it was just this experience. If you close your eyes when you drink the water, and, you know, slowly bring the glass to your lips and being really present when you drink the water, that experience can feel really, really rich. Really rich. So it's an extraordinary transformation then, and it kind of undercuts an awful lot of our activities that, you know, I need the finest things to drink, and I need that. Actually, no, the water is, wow, when we get the attention. So I really invite you during this walking period to see, to experiment with that, to explore that. And like I was saying earlier, I mean, these are things that we sort of know, and sometimes we forget a bit. But to use the walking practice as a way to know that and explore that more and more deeply. What happens when you really pay attention to the foot on the floor? What happens? What's it like to do it with a distracted mind? What's it like to really be present? And to be open to the sunshine today. To really drink that in. Really appreciate it. And you can find it changes things. Very profoundly.